What is the nature of talent? Is it inborn or nurtured? This next story of ours ponders that question. Last summer, several high school students from a low-income neighborhood in West Phoenix won the National Underwater Robot Championships. Not only were they the youngest competitors, but they beat students from MIT and other prestigious colleges. Their story is described in the current issue of Wired magazine. Two of the students, Christian Arcega and Lorenzo Santillon, are with us. Good morning to you, Christian.
Good morning.
And Lorenzo, hello.
Good morning.
Both of them are in the studios of member station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona, and also there, one of the teachers who sponsored them, Alan Cameron. Hi, Mr. Cameron.
Good morning, Susan.
Mr. Cameron, let's start with you. How did you know that these kids were good enough to be able to compete in this national competition?
Well, we didn't know if they were good enough to compete when we started. We entered the university level because we've been building robots for a couple of years, and we thought we wouldn't embarrass ourselves.
Yeah. Christian, describe what this contraption had to do.
Well, basically, the whole mission of the competition was a reconnaissance, so the robot had to have cameras on board so that we could see everything on the surface, have a mechanical claw that would retrieve objects and bring them back to the surface, and then check the temperature of a water sample and retrieve a water sample liquid from the water.
Well, Lorenzo, tell how you built it. What did you use?
We use PVC, super blue glue, and Pelican cases.
What is that? What's a Pelican case?
The Pelican cases are waterproof cases that we just modified to put the cables into. And the PVC is the material they use in landscaping for sprinkler systems.
Oh, like a hose?
Yeah.
How much money did you spend on your Pelican thing and the other stuff?
We spent about $800 on materials, but we got a few of the materials donated.
But how much did the MIT people spend?
Well, in the article from Wired magazine, it mentions that MIT spent $11,000 on their robot.
Okay, so you show up with all of this funny stuff at UC Santa Barbara. Mr. Cameron, what do you think it was that the judges saw when they looked at this contraption that the boys constructed that led them to decide they were the champs?
They actually appreciated the PVC pipe and the way the kids constructed things because it turned to be simple. It was easy to work on. But part of the competition was also a verbal report on how the machine worked and the design process the kids went through, plus a written technical document and a poster display. So the kids really wanted a combination of all four areas, which having the robot do its job and work well was very satisfying. But having the kids be able to stand up in front of a group of experts and communicate their ideas and their written work is really over the top for a teacher.
Gentlemen, I wonder, if you made your teacher feel that good, what did your families have to say about it when you won the competition?
Well, you got to understand, here we were at the competition. It was about, when we were announced that we won, it was about 11 o'clock at night in California. So it was pretty late here in Arizona, too. And we're calling our families on one cell phone, so we're taking turns. Huh. And I remember my mom screaming through the phone, so I think she was pretty happy.
My family, they don't really know what MIT is or the competition is, but they just patted me on the back and said congratulations, and that's it.
And what difference has this attention that you've gotten, the fact that you won, what difference has it made to you? Has it opened any doors or opportunities for you that might not have existed?
Oh, yeah, it has. Our district started a savings account with PayPal, and there's been people that have donated into the account. Huh. And the money's going to be used for college and tuition.
And the two of you are high school juniors, so you're going to need that money pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, what are your aspirations? Christian first.
Well, I'd like to be the first in my family to graduate from college and get a degree in something or have a career field to study in. I don't know. It's just always been like a dream of mine to just go on to college and start the chain where everybody else in my family after me will go to college, too.
Lorenzo, what about you?
My dream is to become a chef. If possible. Also, I want to do engineering while I'm being a chef and stuff because we don't have money for me to go to the university. So I got to work really hard to get scholarships and stuff.
Mr. Cameron, what does all of this mean to you, the notion of getting behind these kids and really pushing them to do this and making the resources available to them so that they can do it?
There's a big push right now to get the kids that are falling behind to get them to catch up. And we sort of lost track of the top 5% of the kids that really need to excel. And it's neat to have a program. This is an after-school program where we don't have to write out the lesson plans. They don't take a standardized test. They have to work as a team. There's no textbook, so we have to learn all of this together. So the kids are learning how to learn, and then they're competing against the nation's best, and we just absolutely love it.
When is this next competition, and what do you want to tell us about it?
The next competition is going to be June 17th to 19th at the Johnson Space Center. So we'll be taking these two kids plus four other. We'll have a team of six kids. And we'll be competing against MIT, Carnegie Mellon. We'll be meeting the astronauts. We're pretty excited.
I don't blame you. Well, congratulations to all of you. Christian Arcega and Lorenza Santillon are students at Carl Hayden Community High School. Alan Cameron is an instructor there. They all spoke with us from the studios of KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.